In 2024, let's embark on a journey of faith, anticipating God's abundant blessings for His people. Just as Noah diligently prepared the ark for the flood, we too must prepare our hearts and lives to attract the overflow of God's goodness. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Remember Joseph, who faced trials but remained faithful. In 2024, let's emulate his unwavering trust in God's plan. Prepare for the unexpected by anchoring yourself in faith, for God's blessings often come in unforeseen ways. Scripture tells us about the widow's oil in 2 Kings 4:1-7. In our daily lives, trust God to multiply your efforts, whether big or small. Preparing for blessings involves utilizing and appreciating what's already in your hands, be it talents, resources, or opportunities. The story of the Israelites' journey to the Promised Land in Exodus serves as a reminder. In 2024, navigate life's challenges with faith, knowing that God's plan unfolds in His perfect timing. Prepare your heart to endure and trust the path laid out before you. Now, let's delve into real-life situations that mirror God's blessings. Consider the story of Job, who faced unimaginable trials. In 2024, remain steadfast like Job, knowing that God's blessings surpass any adversity. Trust His restoration process, just as Job was abundantly blessed after his season of testing. Reflect on Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In 2024, prioritize your relationship with God. Cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, seeking His guidance in every decision. The more we align ourselves with His will, the more we position ourselves for His blessings. Look to the story of the persistent widow in Luke 18:1-8. In 2024, persistent prayer and faith, trusting that God hears your cries. Your unwavering perseverance can attract His blessings in ways you might not expect. Finally, let's consider the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30. In 2024, actively use your God-given gifts and talents. Whether through acts of kindness, generosity, or sharing the gospel, investing in the kingdom of God attracts divine favor. Your faithful stewardship positions you for greater blessings. As we step into 2024, let's be intentional about our spiritual preparation. Trust God's promises, learn from biblical examples, and apply these truths to our daily lives. God's blessings are abundant and await those who, like Noah, Joseph, the widow, and others, prepare their hearts with unwavering faith and diligent stewardship. May 2024 be a year of remarkable blessings as we walk hand in hand with our faithful God.
Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.